I'm Joe Vicnicki in Petersburg, where residents celebrated the town's centennial, voted to end smoking in bars and restaurants, and ended the year with city employees preparing to take a strike vote. The city's 100th birthday was marked with events throughout the year. The largest was a community panoramic photo, as close to half of the town's population turned out to pose for the camera April 20th up at the ball fields.
Say 20 people from this side on the far left, and move them over to fill in on the right side. That would do it, I think.
The city could not reach an agreement on a new contract for the bulk of its employees in 2010. An impasse at the bargaining table prompted city workers to express their frustration at several city council meetings.
These people haul your trash away, clean your water, dispose of your sewage, plow the snow off your streets, look after your boats. The police and the firemen respond to your calls for help. We take care of your elderly and bury your loved ones.
Workers by the end of the year were preparing to take a strike vote. A mainstay of Petersburg's visitor industry, Cruise West, stopped sailing and shut down its operations in September. In October, voters passed a smoking ban for bars, restaurants, and other public spaces. Some smokers expected a change in the local bar scene.
Your entire evening shift is going to be a lot younger crowd, the ones that grew up without smoking.
As the year drew to a close, the city continued its efforts to form a new Petersburg borough.